This next show we're about to discuss is everything. Like, literally, it's all the things. She's Terribly Greedy explores the many, many layers to womanhood. It's showing at the Blue Room as part of the Summer Nights program. Producer Clear Perkins and writer and director Eliza Smith join you this morning. Hello, folks.
Hiya.
Hi.
Thanks for being on Breakfast.
Thanks for having us. Thank you for having us.
Eliza, let's start with you. You wrote this piece of theatre that's about to be showing at the Blue Room. Talk to me about this myth that women can only be one thing.
My obsession with this like myth started with The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, which has its problems, hasn't aged very well, but what it has to say about a woman trying to be multiple things has just always stuck with me, and I go back to it in different passages all the time. And I think it's definitely something that is more universal than just women in terms of wanting to be everything and feeling like you're constantly running out of time or up against the odds with, you know, all the different selves you want to be. But I think where it really specifically affects women is how judgmental people can be about the choices that you make. So I think the problem that we encounter is when whoever you want to be becomes instantly definable. And as soon as you're defined, that's personally for me when I feel trapped. So in a way that a man can choose a career or choose a life path and still sort of have this personality that's separate from that, a businesswoman versus a stay-at-home mum versus a woman who's into the arts, like all of those things are so instantly defined by the people around her. And I just feel that is when it becomes super restricting. And I think that that is why it's something that really specifically women struggle with.
Yeah, it's like that idea of you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women are sort of resigned to their one identity or their one role in life, and it often changes, but it's never usually multiple at once. Mm. How have you translated that into this work? Like, where do you start going?
We've had a lot of fun with it. So the great thing about this work is it's been a collaborative process. So my name's on it as the writer, but I've had my performers, my designers, everyone's in the room from day one before we begin writing. And we started with a lot of research and storytelling. And so this character is kind of this amalgamation of all the things we want to be and we want to do. And then we sort of teased through all that material and we've come up with these five different lifetimes. We've got, you know, a lifetime in which she's married, in which she's working one job, in which she's working another job, in which she's doing all these different things played out by five different actors. And then we're just like, all right, how much fun can we have with these on stage? Like, they physically bump into each other, they ram into each other. A terrible decision she makes in one life affects, you know, the trajectory of another life. It's a bit of like Sliding Doors meets kind of like Doctor Who meets Sylvia Plath. So there's
and the butterfly effect.
And the butterfly effect. There's a lot going on, but it is absolutely just so much fun on stage. It's like watching a kaleidoscope just spin around and around.
That's so wonderful. Clea, you've been brought on board as the producer.
Yeah.
Have you discovered like all these different identities within yourself while working on this?
Yeah, well, that's actually interesting because I'm also performing in the work as well. So making this work has been a real tie between those two roles. So, I mean, now we've got some lovely other people in our team doing marketing, so I can just focus on the show. But throughout the whole process, it's been like, wow, perform, be a kaleidoscope, do some cool dancing, and then run over to my computer, type.
Sure.
And the show is such an interesting one to write about because it is, I believe, a truly original conception of this idea. And so trying to market it's just been like a bit of a blast because it's like, how do I tell you what this looks like? And coming up with the minute pitch for the show has been a real joy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So you're quite literally living the thing that the show is about.
Oh,
you're doing all the things, wearing all the hats.
Yeah, and I think we all are in the project really because, I mean, we're all very young in the project. We're all between, 19 and 28 is our oldest cast member, team member rather. So we're all kind of in that stage and discovering this theme for ourselves.
We've had our stage manager up on the floor doing some acting and like some devising in the early processes. We've got our set designers also performing in it. I just feel like it's not a show we could make if we all got in the room and then were restricted to, all right, this is my role and this is my job. It really is everyone has kind of contributed to this patchwork of our main character's life.
Absolutely. It's so great to see as well, sort of like everybody who's involved in the production coming together to contribute, when often we think about like women who are ambitious or like want to do multiple things at once. It's obviously quite, like the title suggests, like a greedy attribute or like an ugly personality type to want to do so many things. It sounds like during the process of making this production, that was all kind of thrown out the door and everybody was just sort of left carte blanche.
Yeah, I definitely think being like overly ambitious, I'm using air quotes, sorry, I shouldn't do that on the radio.
It's okay, you've described it perfectly.
is a sort of title that's followed me around a lot. So definitely going into this process, I was like, let's be as ambitious as we want to be. We're all in safe hands. Everyone is super talented. No idea is too big that like we can't pull it off. And that was, yeah, the starting point. It was inviting people to come in and be their greediest, most ambitious, most complicated selves. And it's really, I think it really shows in the work.
We are joined this morning by Clea and Eliza. We are talking about She's Terribly Greedy. It's showing as part of Blue Room Theatre's Summer Nights program. Give you the details of when in just a moment. Clea, we heard from Eliza before mention that sort of there are lots of bodies and lots of moving parts on stage to the point where people are like literally bumping into each other. It has to be like a visually stunning set, right? Like I imagine there's lots of things on stage, lots of dressings and costumes. Tell us a bit about what it looks like.
Yeah, well, I think the beautiful thing about the set is that it's actually quite simple. So we've got three quite tall, they're beautifully made by our set builder, Will Gammel. We've got three IKEA mirrors, which have been set in, how would you describe them, like backings?
Like, yeah, in big cases,
yeah, like
on wheels.
Okay.
And then they're on wheels. And so it's just these three mirrors that change the space that we're in. So whether we're in an apartment, in a restaurant, at a train station, but then there's dresses everywhere. And the dresses are part costume piece at times, part to shift the space that we're in. Part, they're just a prop and a very special feature that they have in the close to the end of the show where they become a very fun object. So you'll have to come see to find out what that is.
Oh, it sounds exciting. Before I let you folks go, Eliza, tell me, for people who come and see this, will it be something that they'll watch and maybe recognise a little bit of themselves in it? And that might be a bit of a hard pill to swallow for some people.
Yeah, hopefully. Absolutely. I think one of my favourite things that's been said so far in making the show is my wonderful co-director / acting coach, Gabby Wilson, was like, I think this work is important because one of my classmates went away and watched Fleabag and came back and said, Gabby, I finally understand you, which is...
Thanks.
Don't know whether to take that as a compliment. But I think that when you make work where people are permissively messy and they're given permission to be complex and to make mistakes and to be very human, and you put that out in the world, it can be a hard pill to swallow, but hopefully it's also like a relief. Like
a
bit
disarming.
That's the part of me that I don't let other people see up here on stage, being loved by an audience for all her flaws. Hopefully the audience love her. I love her. I love our main character. So I think when you put that work out there and you give especially women the permission to be on display in a way that is very messy and very human, when audiences see themselves, it can be quite a relief or quite a joyous experience feeling seen.
Yeah. And to add to that, I think the whole way through the process of making the show, all of the cast have read a scene or gone home and thought about something and gone, oh, that's how I feel right now. So I think we're all carrying that, I guess, theme and belief and discovery with us. So it's going to be lovely to share that as a team.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. You can sort of see it, let it all hang out as part of She's Terribly Greedy. It is showing from tonight. It opens tonight till the 3rd of February at the Blue Room. The tickets are through their website. We'll make sure we put a link up on our website as well. Folks, thank you so much for being with us on Breakfast and looking forward to more greedy behaviour.
Great. Thank you
Thank you so much.